الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited salawat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, into today's silsila, we are going to discuss a subject that is called death is a reality. But before entering into the discussion, every act that a Muslim engages in, the most important aspect of it is to make good intention. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. That the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more good intentions that one makes, is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, let us make some good intentions. That inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of my Khaliq, for the pleasure of my Creator, the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us also make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever I learn from this silsila, I will do my level best to practice upon it, and I'll also convey its message to the others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, that convey my message, even if it is one verse of the Qur'an Majid. And also, let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, I will reply by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever I hear the name of the Holy Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name be mentioned, the coolness of our eyes, whenever I hear his name be mentioned, I will reply by saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, the name of the silsila is Final Destination. And in this silsila, inshallah, today, we are going to be discussing a topic which is that death is a reality. Al-mawtu haqqun. Death is a reality. And death is a reality that none of us can escape. Death is a reality that no matter whether you are rich or poor, you have to taste death. Whether you are a prophet of Allah or an ordinary person, each and every one of us have to go through the process of tasting death. So death, dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, death is a reality that none of us can escape. Death is one of the only things among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to each and every living person. Each and every one of us has to die one day. So no matter how you live your life, no matter what you do in your life, the reality is that one day you have to die. As they say in Urdu poetry, that karlo jo karna aakhir maut hai. That do as you please, but at the end, you have to die. Live your life. Sometimes as youngsters, we feel that we are still young. We still have time on our side. Therefore, we can do as you please, as we please. But the reality is, live your life. Enjoy, do what you want. But know that at the end, you have to die. At the end, each and every one of us has to face maut. Each and every one of us has to die one day. You know, there is a beautiful narration to show you that death is a reality and none of us can escape from it. To show you that no matter how you live your life, at the end, the only thing that you have to face is al-maut, is death. It is narrated that on an occasion, Nabiyina Musa alayhi salam, the angel of death, Malakul Maut, he comes to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and he gives the angel of death one strike on his face to such an extent that the eye of the angel of death fell off. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, you have to understand that the angel of death, Malakul Maut, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed any task upon the angel of death, one of his qualities was that he used to execute that task with excellence. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a job to do, he would do that job with flying colors. And that is why even when it came to a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create a human being, and he stated that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some malaika to come down and pick up some soil from earth in order for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create a human being. And it is stated that each and every time that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come down to earth to come and take soil from earth, it is stated that al-ard, the earth, used to say to the angels that, please do not take me from the same soil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create a human being. Allah is going to create an insan who is going to go against the instructions and the commands of the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is going to create a human being that will be thrown into the fire of hell. So please, please, do not take from us. Allahu Akbar. And it is stated that when the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they used to hear earth speaking, they used to feel sorry, they used to feel that sadness, and they would go back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, oh, have you brought the earth? Have you brought some soil? And they would respond and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, as we are about to take the soil from earth, earth pleaded with us not to take from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a few angels and the same thing happened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Malakul Maut, the angel of death. And Allah gave him the instructions that go and bring some soil from earth. When Malakul Maut came down to earth, as soon as earth started pleading to Malakul Maut that please don't take soil from us, immediately Malakul Maut replied and said that I take instructions and orders from my Rabb and Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And the angel of death took soil from different parts of earth. And Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, it is stated that this person came to the court of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. He came to come and visit Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. And while they were sitting with Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, they noticed the presence of the angel of death. And the angel of death says that he came to come and take this man's ruh out. When this man received his news, he pleads with Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, please save me from the angel of death. Do something, please assist me, please help me. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam instructed the wind to blow this man. And it is stated that when this man landed, he found Malakul Maut. And Malakul Maut said, when I saw you in the barga and in the company of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, I was a bit worried. I was a bit concerned as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed me to take your ruh from here. But when I saw you, when I went to go and take your ruh, I found that you were in a different location. But subhanAllah, now see where you are. Allahu Akbar. So each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already allocated a place for our death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for us the time that we shall die, the place where we shall die, the manner in which we shall die. All of this is already written in the books of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the sha'ir, he says that, O human being, O insan, you are sitting and enjoying yourself on earth, while there is a great possibility that the cloth in which you shall be wrapped up with, your kafan, could already be on sale in the marketplaces. Allahu Akbar. Who knows that perhaps maybe today our kafan, our cloth in which we shall be shrouded, is already on sale in the marketplaces. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and ability to prepare for death. For al-maut, death is a reality, and it's a reality that none of us can escape from. So the angel of death, he goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O angel of death, O malakul maut, go back to Kalimullah, go back to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and inform him that he must rub his hand on top of a horse, and whatever amount of hair that he touches while rubbing his hand on top of the horse, I shall give him life equivalent for each hair that he shall wipe his hand on top of the horse. I shall give him life equivalent to 1,000 years. Subhanallah. He takes this news to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam sees him once again, he says, O angel of death, lima ji'ta, why have you come again? The angel of death says to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me that you must wipe your hand on top of an animal, and for each hair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you life equivalent to 1,000 years. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam hears this, he says, after I have lived this entire duration of life, after I have lived for so long, what will happen next? He replies and says that, after you have lived this duration of life, after you have lived for so long, at the end, you shall still taste death. Meaning, do what you want. It doesn't matter how long you shall live for. But at the end, you still have to die. So my dear, respected listeners, and viewers of Madani Channel, this incident is for each and every one of us to ponder upon. For indeed, this life is only for a short duration of time. According to some of the ulama ikram, they have stated that the duration of life is like between adhan and iqama. And in some of the narrations, some of the ulama ikram have stated that our life in this world is only a stop. We are here for a short duration of time. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the world is like a prison for a believer. Ad-dunya sijnun lil-mu'min. This world is like a prison for a believer. When a prisoner goes to prison, that is not the end, that is not his final destination. He still has that hopes and dreams of going out to a better place. He still has that hopes of reforming himself and going out to face reality, of going out to have a better life. So that is how we should understand our lives, that we are here for a short duration of time. But our aim is the Akhirah. Our aim is Jannatul Firdaus. Why? Because the time that we shall spend in this life, you know, some of the ulama ikram, when they describe life, they say that a human being goes to a world which is referred to as Alame Arwah, the world of souls. And in Alame Arwah, we are in preparation for our next destination. We are being prepared for our next destination, which is life in a mother's womb. And once we are in our mother's wombs, even there as well, we spend a duration of time. And in this duration of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us for our next destination. And whatever requirements and tools that we shall need in order to make our lives in our next destination easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us all these favors that are there to assist us in order to make our lives in the next destination easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tools and requirements that we shall need in our next destination. We have to prepare ourselves for our next destination, which is Alame Barzakh. Alame Barzakh is life in the grave. So in the same manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tools, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us all the requirements that we required in order to make our life in the next destination easy. In the same manner, from the dunya into Alame Barzakh, you have to make your own preparation. You have to prepare for it. And if you have not prepared for it, if you have not prepared for your next destination, then life in the next destination will become very difficult. If you have not prepared for your qabr, if you have not prepared for Alame Barzakh, then Alame Barzakh will be very difficult for you. And the preparation, because remember, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, that is why Al-Maut is also referred to as Al-Intiqal. Al-Intiqal, bima'ana, nantaqil min makanin ila makan. We are moving from one place to another place. We are moving from one location to the next location. We are in Alame Arwah. From Alame Arwah, we move to the next location, which is life in the mother's womb. We move to our next destination, which is ad-dunya, which is the earth. And from earth as well, we have to move to our next destination. Al-intiqal, we have to move, we have to transfer, we have to move from the dunya into alam-e barzakh, which is life in the grave. And if you have not prepared, and the preparations for alam-e barzakh is that you must live your life in the obedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You must offer your salah on time. You must pay your zakah on time. You must fast during the month of Ramadan. You must recite the Quran and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Holy Quran and Majid. You must make khidmat of your parents. And all of this will make life in Alame Barzakh easy for you. But if you have neglected all this, if you came to earth and you move from all these locations, and when you reach in the location of ad-dunya and you forgot that there is still al-qabr, if you forgot that there is still alam-e barzakh, then when you reach in alam-e barzakh, you shall face a lot of difficulties. And even transformation, moving from ad-dunya to alam-e barzakh, the process is a very painful process. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, "Ala inna lil maut sakaratin," that surely for death there is sakarat. Listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we have to prepare ourselves for death. For death is a reality, and a reality that none of us can escape from. And preparation for this, in the recent times, in the current times that we live in, where we live in times of social media, we live in times whereby there is so much of corruption, we live in times whereby there are so many challenges, the world is full of desires. In this era and time that we live in this era of fitna, if you want to save yourself, if you want to prepare for your akhirah, then one of the ways of preparing for your akhirah is to join yourself with a good environment. It is to surround yourself with good friends. It is to surround yourself with good people. And alhamdulillah, to surround yourself with the beautiful mahol of Dawat Islami. This environment of Dawat Islami is an environment that day and night, the people are always reminded about death. People are always reminded about preparations for their death. Alhamdulillah, on Saturday nights, there is a session that takes place on Madani Channel live every Saturday that is referred to as Madani Mudhakara. And in this, still in Madani Mudhakara, you'll find discussions that remind us that we are here on earth not forever. We are here on earth for a short duration of time. And we shall have to move to the next destination. We have to make preparations for our next destination. And alhamdulillah, those who have attached themselves, those who have come closer to this mahal of Dawat Islami, you'll find that when time for death came to them, subhanallah, on many occasions, they had smiling faces on their faces. The list goes on. If you study the books and the seerah of the Mufti of Dawat Islami, Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi alayhi, you'll find that when the time of his death came, he was left smiling, subhanallah. A young muballigh of Dawat Islami, who was aged 24 years old, it is stated that while riding on his motorbike, a truck, a huge truck, hit him. It hit his motorbike, and it is stated that his body was in two pieces. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, his body was cut in two halves. He was on his way back from an ijtima of Dawat Islami, and a truck on his motorbike, he met up in an accident, and his body was cut into two halves. And it is stated that when the people rushed to go and assist him, they found that his lips were moving. And what was coming out from his lips was, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the body is in two halves, but the lips are moving, and the lips are saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And they took him, and they rushed him to the main hospital. And he stated that when he was rushed to the main hospital, when they took him into theater, and were about to operate on him, the doctor stated that the only thing that was coming out of his lips was As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And everyone in theater, the doctors in the theater, they were all amazed, they were all astonished, they were all surprised, they were all taken as to subhanallah. And the doctors were amazed. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, connected himself with the mahal of Dawat Islami. And because of connecting himself with the mahal of Dawat Islami, even at the time of death, his lips were still moving and reciting As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Why not? Because his entire life, he lived it in the obedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lived his entire life in the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, he was prepared. Allah took time and prepared for his mount. So dear youngster that is sitting and watching the silsila today, or elderly person that is sitting and watching the silsila today, or my Islamic sister that is sitting and watching the silsila today, I conclude by saying that karlo jo karna akhir maut hai. Do as you please, but know that at the end you have to die. Al mautu haqqun, death is a reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and ability to connect ourselves and come closer to the mahal of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to prepare for our death, so that when death comes to us, it must come at a time whereby we are prepared for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us only when He is pleased with us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray. Show me